What? I said, you know what, Jabril? Give me a better story for Wakanda Forever. Give me a better take. He says they should have had. Well, you know when Killmonger said, "Bury me in the ocean with my brothers," and blah blah blah. So when they buried him in the ocean, Namor should have went into the ocean, found Killmonger, and revived him, and he's the new Black Panther.
Drew, what you consuming these days?
Pussy.
Nice.
Okay. All right. No, got dude, that Pornhub tab.
No, I've been fucking dry lately.
I don't think my butt.
Yeah, I know. I need to hook it up. Yeah. Oh, that's what I was looking for. I was looking for the.
Are you just slurping tea? Is that what's going on? I mean, no, honey?
It's fucking honey and hot water.
Honey sticks.
Shit.
Dude, I'm fucking loopy right now.
Yeah. Hey, let's take advantage of Drew.
Yeah.
Knock his ass out.
Come on, Drew. Where is it? You fucking. Fuck, where
I
is
saw
it?
This. I was watching on TikTok and they do these Grand Theft Auto like role plays, and the guys were in jail and they were like, you know, they're in the guy was watching the jail cell and the two guys were scrapping in the jail, and one of them was getting beat up and he tried to run away. He's like, "Nah, nigga, get back in there." He goes back in and gets knocked out immediately. And the two dudes were like, the guy watching the door and the guy that knocked him out. He's like, "Open his butthole, open his, get that nigga, spin his ass." And then the guy knocked out was like, "Hey, nigga, they trying to rape me in here." And then a bunch of dudes run in there. And I was fucking crying. So funny.
Yeah, I wish I was younger to do them role plays. That shit.
They're pretty funny.
Oh, dude, they're fucking funny. The one I'm looking for, it's hung on the fucking mic. All right. Glad I still have it. If you could just plug in there.
I watched this one. I don't know what the fuck is. Like they're doing like a cops and robber role play.
Mm-hmm, I see that.
The Janet Zapata.
Oh yeah.
I don't know, but fucking the cop is like, "Oh my god, the car's speeding!" He like drives the car, pulls it over, and a fucking baby hops out.
What the fuck? Oh, I think I saw that. I think I saw that. That sounds familiar.
He's like, "What the fuck are you, a baby?" He's like, "Fuck you, nigga."
Oh shit.
What you say? It's that random go, y'all. It's that random go, y'all. Yeah, we back in this place and you'll never see us fall. Time to smack you in the face with that random go, y'all. It's that random go, y'all. It's that random go, y'all. Yeah, we back in this place and you'll never see us fall. Time to smack you in the face with that random gold, y'all.
You are listening to the Random Gold, the Golden Podcast, the podcast that sees gold.
Incoming.
Andriano Marquis Sash.
Yo.
Today is, we back.
It's been a while.
But guess what? I'm most hyped. We got Betho back. What's
Yo,
up, Betho?
What's up, guys?
I don't have that. Legend.
Yeah.
None of my buttons are working. What happened?
And we got our good friend of the podcast, our family member, our brother, our cousin.
Oh, fuck that nigga.
Jabril Ash.
Boom. Hit the intro.
Freeze frame. Would you just call yourself a...
Oh, hold on. Let's see. No, you talking to me?
Yeah.
Oh, shit. Dead air.
There it goes. Hold on. You are listening to the Ram Gold podcast. He's gold.
Incoming.
Andrew and Marquis Sash.
Yo.
Betho is behind the scenes.
What up, guys?
We Legend. Got our good friend, the best in the business, Jabril Ash.
Yeah.
Fuck that nigga. What I wanted to ask you.
Okay.
These days with all the things, you got your toes dipped in a bunch of shit. How would you describe yourself? Just a content creator, or because you're doing an anime?
You're an educator.
You be telling me shit that I don't even know.
It depends who I'm talking to. I'll fill it out and tell them what makes the most sense to get the most out of them.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Okay. Yeah. So But I just feel like that's like underselling you because you do so much.
Yeah, but it's like.
But to this person, that day, it doesn't matter.
I mean, it's like if you meet someone, like you don't want to spend like the first hour explaining everything you do. You know?
Right.
You just want to get to the reason why you guys are at this thing.
Right.
You
know? Right. So. That makes sense.
Yeah.
Okay.
So whatever makes the most sense.
And moment. I didn't know the stories you were telling for the anime. The what would you call that? The
the audio series.
The audio series. It just ended. I was like, what?
Yeah.
I would come into work, get my coffee, and I'd listen to the episode. And then I came in one week and it was just done. I was like, what the fuck?
I'm not entirely sure how you listen to it, but there are 4 episodes currently live. I'm working on the 5th one, but I think the 5th will be the last for the audio series.
And what's the name of that series?
It's Hacksware. That's the IP, mm-hmm. but the story itself is called Otegit.
Yeah, okay. Mm-hmm. Hopefully they don't listen to the first one, because
no, the best.
That one is a fucking skill.
the last two actors.
Fucking skill.
Yo, shouts to y'all. Shouts to y'all for doing that.
I'd be happy to do it again.
I got you. Let me, if it's bad, let me retake it. Let me redo the take.
There's nothing wrong with it.
I was kind of laughing the way you said no.
It's easier though if I had more context of like what was going on. I could have like delivered it.
Yeah. Sure. To be fair, you guys had like 30 minutes your next podcast.
Correct. That's true. Yeah. That's true.
Run through the entire script. You know.
I mean? You know, and it wasn't. I'd pause like, anything for you, buddy. Doesn't matter what's on the docket.
That is true love.
I'll take it. Of course. Yeah. Of course, man. Yeah, I'd really be happy to do it again. So much so fact that I actually downloaded the Masterclass Pass, where you can look at celebrities and see, have them train you. So I did it for the lady that who teaches voice acting.
Oh,
and
she's
the voice actor. I give you access to it, too. She teaches. She's a lady that plays Bart Simpson.
Oh, nice.
And she teaches voice acting.
This is masterclass.com.
Masterclass.com.
Damn, dude. Okay.
Yeah.
I mean, look, there's more opportunity. I mean, we won't be revisiting anything audio for a minute. I just started the comic series.
Cool.
Which is hopefully going to be able to return some of this investment, because this shit's expensive.
I'm sure it is.
Yeah.
Yep. It always is.
When are you going to try to do full animation?
So the whole plan from the beginning was I was going to do the comic series first, and mm-hmm. then use the comic as like storyboard mm-hmm. to make the animation, which is like what all anime does, really. You know, like Dragon Ball manga, Chainsaw right. Man, right? They use the comic and the manga.
I think that's how Umbrella Academy started, too.
I'm pretty sure. Yeah. It's a very popular
graphic novel, and then it came, yeah. What if your graphic novel took off, and instead of an animation, Netflix was like, you know what? We want to do a live attention.
Live action.
Live action?
Yeah, we want to do a live action of your show.
Hell no.
What if they drop the bag?
I don't care. Like, you can drop the bag and fumble the entire IP off of a terrible fucking
live
action.
That's true.
Nah, son. Nah.
It's true.
So you plan on being hands-on involved in this baby for infancy.
So the whole idea of the IP from the jump is you look at something like, I think Star Wars is a great template for this, right? Like George Lucas, he made Star Wars 1, 2, 3. I think he made 4, 5, 6.
Four, five, six,
and 1, 2, 3.
Yes.
And he handed it off 7, 8, 9 to other directors. And like beyond that, there's the games and spin-offs and all this stuff where like they just now hire talented people within those crafts to make stories. And like on the back end, he just gets like a royalty check every month, right? And so that's kind of like the whole objective with this is like, I want to start off with my story, but at some point I want to bring talented people on that can like
you want to create a universe.
I'm trying to create a universe.
That's cool.
Yeah. Right. That tells like really cool stories.
And we are recording, right?
Everything we're definitely recording.
Okay, just making sure.
No,
making
I appreciate
sure.
that.
Yeah, just making sure.
Oh, I forgot to hit record.
And what else you got cooking up? Because you've been kind of quiet,
but you've been busy at the same time.
Yeah,
it's a different type.
You're
of
quiet
lazy.
As far as content, but you're busy as far as you being involved in checking stuff. I like that Amazon warehouse was awesome.
Yeah, it's cool. Stuff.
What a fucking what an approach, dude.
Yeah.
Bezos, fucking.
It's cool stuff.
It's very cool. I love the vision. You got to think that way.
What
you
know. Were those robots? What do they do? I didn't really. I watched your video, but I didn't really get like what do they do?
Yeah. So it's cool as hell. It's also really scary, just for like the labor that they're trying to displace.
Yeah.
Their argument is that like they're not displacing labor. They're just like getting robots to do the shit no one wants to do.
Get the fuck out of here.
That's their argument. And like to some degree, I understand, but like I don't think they would stop. At that, like, I think they'll keep on going.
Why would they stop it?
It's inevitable. It's gonna happen.
I mean, look at them. You guys seen those McDonald's where there's nobody in the front? You just order it, and then the guy in the back makes the food, and then
pretty soon that guy in the back's gonna be gone.
Just pretty soon he's gonna be gone.
You know what's crazy? I first experienced that in like 2008.
Really?
Jack in the Box, because their hometown is San Diego. Mm-hmm. So like one of the ones close to the office. I was like 2008. I walked in and I was very confused.
Right.
Because like, how do I order food? Because like, no, there's no one at the counter. Just like cooks in the back. And then they told me that you had to use the kiosk, and then they just bring the food out. I was like, what in the hell?
Yeah.
It was many years ago, but yeah.
I mean, I went to a sushi restaurant. There was the revolving one, and it had the fucking robot that brings your shit to you. It's like just. Yeah. I'm like, how does it know where to go? I'm just old.
QR codes,
like running
man,
through the like the aisles.
Yeah, it you like if you order like something that's not on the little revolving belt, it just you like if you order like a sundae or a Coke or whatever, it they put it on the robot and the robot brings it. It literally brings it to your thing and drops it on your table and then scoots away.
That's pretty cool.
It's right there on Convoy.
Oh yeah, I've been to. I probably went a while ago, but I don't like the revolving sushi place.
It was fire. What are you talking about?
I don't know. Maybe when I went, the selection wasn't good of sushi they had. But
oh man, that was fucking nasty.
I have a question. I have a question. Okay. Yeah. Okay. So this robot that you're saying is obviously displacing a server.
It is. Yeah. Yeah.
Do you think that it is worth it? Because it is displacing a server, but now what's required to keep that robot working is a technician.
Exactly.
Mm. Do you think that's comparable, or what are your thoughts?
I think it's an inevitable thing. It doesn't matter how I feel about it. Uh-huh. The companies are going to do it because their end goal is to make money. If they can save money by not paying this person, and all they got to do is pay a technician every what? 2-3 months to do service on it.
Sure,
I think it's the way that it's also upping the quality of skills that you need to have in order to keep working. Now, you know, it's like, why are we selling for just this type of work?
Right,
you know what I mean? Let's rise as a society.
I have rebuttal, but I want.
Oh,
to
do you?
Rebuttal. Yeah,
oh,
okay. I mean, I'm on the same. You know, eventually. They want to make more money, so it's gonna be coming out too. Like they're gonna be slowly pushing everybody out as much as they can.
I love to hear your rebuttal, sir.
So my rebuttal is to Marquise's point. If you can pay a technician like every couple months, mm-hmm. doesn't that mean that position is now more competitive than having like 7 servers working like daily? You just have like robots, and then one technician comes out once a month or so. Like now that job is now more competitive. Sure, it's higher skill that you have to know, but.
You know what, man? Used to have a skill. You know what a CNC machine is?
Yeah. Uh-huh.
It's amazing. I took manufacturing technology class in Kearney.
What's a CNC machine? I don't know.
You take a big block of something. Mm-hmm. You know what a 3D printer is?
Yeah. Mario.
Okay.
Yeah, Mario.
That 3D printing, that's like an additive machine. It adds material. What a CNC machine does, it takes a big block of something, and it's the opposite. It takes a negative away from it. So you can use it. You can use it to create really detailed parts, okay. Car parts, mm-hmm. anything you can muster.
What's the more effective way? Couldn't a 3D printer do the same thing the CNC does?
They both have pros and cons.
Exactly.
Like a CNC, just think of it visually. Like imagine you have this block of wood. You'd put it down on the machine. It would like laser out like whatever design you want. And you just like.
Do they use that for those rugs? Those really nice rugs that I see? Do they use a CNC machine? Do you guys know?
Where the rugs
where it's like a Pikachu. You're like,
that's someone making it. Like, have you seen the process where they have a whole like cutout and they like do it like by
Yeah, but
hand.
How did they get the cutout? Like that's what they cut it out themselves? They drew it and then cut it out themselves? I think a machine does.
Maybe.
I only know this technique.
There
has to be a machine that.
Well, from the videos I've seen on Instagram, it's just some guy doing it, cutting it out.
That nigga is. Nah. Because there's also a machine that does. You know, like you see those embroidered things? There's a machine that does that.
Yeah.
You put the thing in the machine and it does it.
I have one.
Oh, you do?
I have an embroidery machine. Yeah.
Oh, I didn't know you had that.
What do you embroider?
It's supposed to be podcast shirts. You know how busy I've been lately? I found it the other day. I said, yeah, we need
How much was it?
It's a Brother. It's a PE-800. I believe that model is like, it's not the lowest tier. It's like somewhere in the middle. I think I bought an offer up for maybe 8. Maybe I talked him down to 7.
100?
Yeah.
Oh, that dollar. Like,
I do want to say one last thing about the no man machines or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
It's a little scary, though, because our society is already, like, getting to the point where you don't really interact with people, like, physically.
Sure.
So it's just getting less. It's just another thing we're adding where you're not interacting with people. Like, there's no interaction with anybody.
Could you imagine if you see someone else, you get fucking bothered by it?
Well, I get bothered by when my DoorDash guy delivers and he knocks on the door. Nigga, just drop the food off. I don't want to talk to you.
You know what's crazy about that? I was on a walk yesterday, and I was observing these kids.
Where were you walking?
Liberty Station.
Cool.
Liberty Station. There's these kids. They're playing basketball. It's five kids, okay? Four out of the five kids had the little things in the ear, the little AirPods, like just
While they're playing?
While they're playing basketball. Mm. I assume transparency mode. But just like the visual of that, it's like, what's next?
Skateboarders do that too.
I
think it helps them focus though. So that's like,
sure.
That's kind
if you're
of
riding
different.
A skateboard, what, it's the a point little different. The point I'm making is that right. like you are like I think a lot large part of our population now is like creating their own world.
Right.
Like you know people, cool. You turn transparency, but you don't know no money. Just turn it off. You're just in your own world now. You know.
Yeah.
Are we becoming more callous and divided as a nation with technology?
I think so.
I think that's a problem, don't you?
It can be. I look, anytime that there's like a societal issue, I always say the issue lies with parents. Like when you become a parent, it's your responsibility to like instill good values into your kid.
Mm.
Right. Because beyond that, you don't want to legislate this shit. You don't want the government in charge of like what you can and can't do with technology. You know, you don't want these private companies to take hand, you know, and you like just be a parent. And
I agree. You know? I agree.
Hmm. Okay. Mm-hmm. Wow. I didn't know we were going to get on the technology talk.
Yeah.
Hey.
I liked it, though.
That's what I expected. Hey.
Wait. Hold on, Marquise. Real quick. I'll give you. I'm offering $10. I'll shoot you right now, okay? If you can guess the last age I was when I got a lineup.
The last age you were when you got a lineup.
Yeah.
I would say you.
Think hard. Long and hard. Come on.
16.
Ooh.
On the money?
Ooh, you were 1 year off.
I was going to say 15.
17.
I was saying 15, 16.
17. Close.
Because I was like, man, when did he have that peanut-ass head? Like, when did he have that bald-ass fucking...
What inspired the dreadlocks?
Laziness. Mm. I didn't want to go to the goddamn barber every day. My dad always went at like 8 in the morning, and I hated waking up and standing in there.
Your dad always do look fresh.
Yeah, he do. Mm-hmm. He do. All right. Why are you hating on him now?
What's wrong with him?
I ain't hating.
Yeah, you just laughed at his
you
face.
You laughed at it.
I mean, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, okay.
Oh, wow. Kangols and shit like that. Mm-hmm. Stacey Adams and shit.
Okay.
The boat shoes. He do be wearing them boat shoes. He be having them boat shoes like crazy.
Don't fuck me up, Dad. I love you.
Yeah.
Let me see. I don't know where to go. There's so much to talk about. Dragon Ball Super is returning in 2023. Are you guys excited? Let's fucking go.
Silence.
I'm gonna watch it. Come on, man.
Goku, Vegeta, they're returning.
Come on, man.
What is this, Drew? What are you saying?
Dude.
What are you saying, Drew?
Did you not see my take on the movie?
On the last one?
Yeah, the movie that came out.
The last one?
Yeah, Superhero.
So what the fuck are we doing?
So it's a horrible movie.
It was horrible. And I called it before. But my point is this. It was good where it was at. Right, when you got to the Boo saga, you're like,
Yeah, it did get a little...
You're like,
Yeah.
Yeah. Kind of played out.
Right.
And then I keep saying it. Why are you going to keep bringing people back? And then when they die. Oh, what's up, my Shenron? Bring them back. How come Nappa Raditz never came back? You
That's
know what
a
mean?
Good question.
Why not?
That's a good question.
I just don't get it. I like.
Give me some of that.
Thanks. I like Reese and Beerus' characters. Mm-hmm.
Weiss.
Did I say? I didn't
say
Reese.
You said Reese. You said Reese.
Well, it's the fucking it's COVID talking.
Yeah, Whis and Beerus are good characters.
Yeah, I'm at this point. I'm not in it for story. I'm in it just to be entertained.
I think
we know what's going to happen. Oh, you want to guess? Go, Andrew, take part two. There's going to be a new transformation.
Oh, they already got one. Yeah. Vegeta's hair turns purple.
Cute. That's awesome.
Yeah, there's just one.
Can't wait for the rainbow to come out. Dragon Ball Skittles. Are you guys ready?
Drew, listen, my man. That's what I'm talking about. He's know the truth.
I'm bummed
Drew
out.
Knows the truth. All
I'm
right?
bummed out, man. They kind of.
Knows the truth.
I'm just going to stick to my Frieza and Android sagas. You know, appreciate
right.
the time
that's
that I
right.
like.
Those are the classics.
That's right.
But see, you know what I don't like about you two shitting on the show right now?
Yeah.
Is because. It was good until right now. It's in a rough patch right now. The superhero
it was
movie
okay. Super was okay.
Thank you.
It was okay.
Thank you.
It had moments.
No,
I won't interrupt.
I love you, man.
No, listen.
Well, I love Dragon Ball.
No, okay.
Yeah. That's why. Yes. No. It's a love for Dragon Ball.
I would say the old Dragon Ball series, like from Namek to Boo.
Yeah.
Great.
Yeah.
I would say the Super series is above average. I would say the only thing I personally didn't like was Goku Black. Yeah. And I think that's because in my head, I was like, damn, an evil Goku with pink hair? That sounds fucking fire. I can't wait.
Sure.
But that arc was just fucking horrible.
Yeah.
I thought the Tournament of Power was great. I loved Tournament of Power. The only thing I hated about Tournament of Power was Master Roshi. I was like, just kill him off. You could kill Master Roshi.
You could have got a lot of pull off that.
But I thought the Tournament of Power was great. Jiren was a good bagger. He was great. He's up there. He's not like a seller.
He's not a cell, you know? He's not a Frieza.
But his motivations for fighting were different. He wasn't trying to kill the planet. He was like, nah, I'm trying to save my own planet. I'm about to fuck you up. I gotta save my people and fuck you up.
It's a decent story.
I like Super. And then the Broly movie was fucking amazing.
It was.
It's up there with some of the best Dragon Ball Z content out there.
I'd say it's the best Dragon Ball Z movie.
It's easily the best Dragon Ball Z movie.
I think that's fair.
When I think of like good fights, that movie pops in my head every single time. That movie is amazing. It was on a high. That superhero movie sucked a lot of cock. It was not good, like at all. Nothing about it was good.
Yeah.
It started off really good, though. The opening was really, really
good.
I
didn't like it from the beginning. I was like, this looks... I don't know about this. I didn't like the animation style. I didn't like the story. I didn't like the last fight. I didn't like the way they had Gohan transform. So...
But Gohan transformed the same way Goku transformed, like, 3 times already. The same exact...
Yeah, but Piccolo, devices. Like, there was he supposed to... He wasn't even dying. He wasn't even... Like, nothing was happening. Listen, it was...
I don't know. I have difficulties with the power levels.
Yes.
Scale. I have problems with that,
fucking
too.
Fucking Trunks coming out of nowhere. That was my problem. Black.
Yeah.
And then also
the power of love, though. You have the power of love.
That's cute. I like the Scott Pilgrim reference. Oh no! So isn't it self respect? Power, self respect.
They had both.
I've seen the Goku versus Goku already, though. I've seen it several times. Ginyu, and then you saw it again in what movie was that?
I don't know.
There was another movie where he fought another Goku. I was like, this is.
Can I tell you?
It's played out.
This is my issue. There are no longer any stakes. You already know Goku's gonna fucking win. You know he's gonna get another transformation. You know this big bad villain ain't really shit. Like
Earth is never in trouble anymore.
Earth's never in trouble.
We just got that little stick.
Drew knocked the camera down.
They even hit it harder that time.
Yeah, but okay. I see your point, but that's like if you're watching this is a bad example, but like a Superman or a Batman. Show Batman is not going to lose. He's going to come out on top. Is he going to go through some trials and tribulations? No, but he's Batman. Yes. He's going to figure it out. Yes. He's going to win.
Yes,
Goku is like that. He's up there with the Supermans, the Batmans, all those dudes. Yes, is he going to go through some trials and tribulations? Yes, but he's not going to lose. He's Goku.
No. So this is where you messed up.
He loses a lot of shit though throughout the whole time, not just general. Goku seems like he can get anything back he wants.
He's Goku, nigga. Come on.
You say, will they go through trials and tribulations? In old Dragon Ball, yes. In new Dragon Ball, no. No, they will not. There's nothing at stake. They didn't even fucking kill off Roshi. Why even show?
Yeah, but the universe was at stake. You can't say that it wasn't at stake.
You're playing Super Mario Brothers with the Infinity Star the whole game. So boring. It's boring now. I'm over it, dude. I'm tapped out.
I think you guys are just getting old. I think that's just
no.
And that's fun.
No, this is.
I think I'm just getting more real. I'm opening my eyes more. I'm saying this is what I'm allowing mid content. Thank you.
Listen, thank you
for the mid content.
Now. I've seen other animes lately, and it's below average when it comes to, like, when you compare it to, like, Demon Slayer, Jujutsu Kaisen, My Hero, stuff like that. It's like, you guys aren't even, these guys are, like, going all out. They're going balls deep because they're starting out. Dragon Ball Z, they ain't gotta do all that.
But that's the issue, though.
Yeah.
They're
at a complacent mindset.
They built this franchise that we all love on. They no longer use that formula. Yeah. Like a transformation meant a lot of shit. All the way up to Super Saiyan 3. Yeah. You're like, damn.
It was a thing.
Now it's like, oh, I'm Super Saiyan God now. Two episodes later, I have blue
now. Now I have super blue. Oh, I'm Ultra Instinct. Like, yeah. Fucking cares?
I was fine with the transformations, but then they transform and then they get punched by like somebody that's not on their level. I'm like, what's going on?
Just wait till you see Ultra Ego. Just wait.
Oh, I heard he gets washed as Ultra Ego. Just wait. I heard he gets washed super quick. Like, I don't know. Well,
I'm gonna watch
this. Dragon Ball is coming in 2023. I'm gonna watch it. I'm excited.
I hope
you
have a good time.
Fucking watching it.
Wait, I have a question. The one they teased, wasn't that Trunks and Goten for the new, or what was that?
I don't know. I don't know what you're talking about.
Yeah.
Oh, I think they're continuing the manga. Right.
Yeah, they're gonna fight some bull dude. I don't know who he is, but I've seen him in the manga before. But yeah.
I don't really got nothing.
Yeah, no, it's fine. I just wanted to get out real quick. I finished God of War.
I haven't finished it yet, so.
Okay, I'll keep it very brief. That game made me tear up and cry three times.
Wow.
And no game has ever done that.
This has come from a man who don't like to cuddle. Mm. Holy shit. God
damn. And how far are you in the game, Beto?
So right now I just got the spear.
The spear, damn. Yeah, you're so, like right before
yeah,
the part.
That's what
I
my brother tells me. My brother, because my brother and my cousin, they both already beat it. I haven't been. I'm taking my time doing.
Well, you
every
can't say anything
thing.
Anyway. Regardless,
yeah. I'm gonna spoil it. I don't give a fuck.
I'd be pissed because I'm
not gonna spoil it now.
Oh, good.
I'm not gonna do that. I would never do that to you because the game deserves to be fresh eyes.
I wouldn't play it
anymore.
If you spoil it, I just stop playing right now.
Is it better than one? The first one.
I liked it better than the first
100%.
One. I liked it better than the first one. It's just bigger and better, and the story. Like no game. Like I said, no game has made me like. I'm sitting there like, you're not, don't.
Yeah, it's
don't
been a few times.
Don't fucking, you're not about to cry, nigga. Don't you do it.
Where it's and like,
I just feel it come.
Waterworks.
Man, there's a part you're about to get at, and it's just.
Well, the part that I just got through was, damn, should I spoil it?
Just say it. It's fine.
It's where like they're at the forge, and then he finds out he doesn't have like a soul.
Oh, yeah. So there's more.
Wait, hold on. As someone who's played the originals, what are your thoughts on the retake of God of War?
This is probably one of the best remakes, and I'm doing the air quotes, I've ever seen. Where you take a character who was super one-note. He was the most one-note character you have ever seen, but that's
always
why we...
Always pissed off.
Always pissed. You can't talk to him. I was watching the old clips. They're so funny. He's like, Kratos, you have to serve me. I serve no one. I loved Kratos. But that's why you liked him, because he's just one-note. You don't fuck with him. You fuck him over.
It's over.
You fuck him over, he's going to fuck you up.
He's
going to
fuck
you
up.
And now this Kratos, you know all that, and they don't erase any of his past. That's who he was.
I just flipped it on his head.
He is a changed man now because he has a son. His wife died, and his wife wants him to be better for their son. And like when you see them interact with each other, and you just know the shit about Kratos, and you see how he interacts with Atreus, dude, it fucks me up every time they do it. They got me three times in that game. Every time they did, I was just like, fuck.
All right, I have a question.
I see a formula that's repeated out throughout games and media. It seems that it happened in Mandalorian. It happened in The Last of Us, and it's happening in this game.
I know what you're saying. It's the
relationship.
The relationship and the like the, what is the word? The
bonding?
Dependency?
No, the...
reliability?
Dependency.
No. It's like I don't remember what the trope is. But yeah, it's becoming very common. It started with The Last of Us. They kind of... Well, I actually think it started with Uncharted. Mm. And then The Last of Us kind of perfected it. And then everybody's like, oh, yeah, we gotta get on
it. It actually started with Sonic Adventure 2 Battle. Wait, I have a question. Yeah, I know this game is very like narrative driven.
Yes.
Do you think that it is better in the medium of video games? Or do you think it'd be in a fire movie instead?
I don't think it could be a movie. I think if somebody really took the time and care, it could be a TV series.
TV series? Do you think it could be a better TV series than the game?
No.
What about the game makes it like?
It's just so immersive. You're just doing everything yourself.
Is just like the people who are doing it know what they're doing. And a lot of times with TV shows and movies, they take like these liberties with the characters. And you're like, Kratos wouldn't do that. He wouldn't say that. And
sure.
So The Last of Us has a show coming out. It comes out January 15. I'm very interested to see how close to the game it's going to be, because that game, The Last of Us part, the first one is, man, the first Last of Us is one of the greatest games I've ever played, story and game. Even that game did make me cry, and that was a great game. Great game. So yeah, so God of War. It was just 10 out of 10. Great game. Everybody should play it. And it's a super long game. It took me forever to beat that shit.
I'm not even done yet.
No, you're not. You're like halfway.
No fucking way.
If that, bro. There's so much more shit you have to do.
Because now I got the spear and I can go back to the other places I couldn't go to. Now I'm going to do all that extra shit.
You still have a lot. I did what you did like 2 weeks ago. So that you have a lot of shit to do. You have
I
a
miss
lot of
having
shit.
Gamer brain.
Damn. It's not gamer brain if it's a good game.
What the fuck
are
you talking about? Shut your ass.
I was still thinking about it. He said, Bethel, you showed me you have gamer brain too. that was so good.
What I wanted to talk about.
Where's the shit talking? I want
to
see.
I just want to get most of the shit out because
it's when the test starts.
Yeah.
Okay. Okay, I see.
Black Friday. Did you guys do any Black Friday shopping?
No.
I got a new e-bike. Looking forward to that.
Okay.
I was black on Friday. Does that count?
That's black every day.
True.
Yeah.
No, but no Cyber Monday, nothing. You guys are doing any online shopping?
I got a new e-bike. That's about it. Yeah. What did you get?
I bought a TV.
TVs you get?
You got the higher hertz?
Yeah. Yeah.
Did you get an HDMI 2.1?
I didn't look at that. Now you got me scared.
That's what you need for your PS5 to work at full capacity is the HDMI 2.1.
Oh, well, I'm sure it has
better.
I'm sure it has
fucking
it.
What TV is it? Samsung, LG?
It's a Sony.
Which one? X9 something? X9000? HF?
This nigga got me stressed.
Yeah.
Because I have a Sony,
fine.
Too. I have a set at Sony Bravia X9 something, and I gave it to my brother because he didn't have HDMI 2.1.
He's pressing.
This nigga got me stressed.
He's pressing you.
You should have.
I got it right here.
You didn't get together with the crew about this?
No. Me and Riley were on there. I was looking at all these fucking things. I don't know what kind of it doesn't tell me. Like,
it should have the specifications.
Oh, it's a...
it should tell you how many it comes with? My bad.
It's
how many it comes with?
X8. X85K LED smart Google TV.
I hate that user interface, dog. That user interface for Sony is trash.
Nah, listen, I'm not listening to Bethel. You're trying to stress me out.
I'm just telling you that. You're gonna get annoyed at a certain point is when you have to, if you want to switch to an app, you have to close Netflix, open up the home app, and then open up the app you want to open.
Oh, that's how my LG is right now.
So I hate that. It's so stressful. Samsung.
Fire. Oh yeah, that's what I got. Yeah, that's
you check if it has HDMI 2.1. Damn, that's
are
nice.
You putting it on blast?
I got the 65 inch.
Oh,
damn, you got a big ass TV.
Yeah.
Let's see if it got.
You letting all the hoes know how much you spend on the TV?
See all specifications.
What's the problem with that?
Yeah, go.
Hoes need to come over
up top.
What's
I'm
this?
I'm scared now.
HDMI cable black. No, that's not what I'm looking for.
No, you said at the top.
Oh, I thought it's on the overview.
Look at that. You
said
Google TV.
See, I was going in the right spot.
No. It's on your. Where?
Built-in Google TV.
Where?
Why?
It's on your right side. Go slowly. No. That column you were in right now?
This one.
Yeah. Go down.
Right here.
Scroll down a little bit.
That's where I was.
See all specifications?
Fucking Christ. I was going to go with the overview right where I was. You fucking asshole. You fucking asshole.
I'm sorry.
Fuck you. God damn it. No, just keep going. No, you're in the right area. Just go back up.
Believe in yourself.
Oh, my God. Fuck you.
What's the HDMI?
Yeah, where is it?
I don't know. It just tells you four inputs. And keep.
Listen, I look for 120 hertz, HDR. You know what I mean? I got the shit. It better just fucking work.
Okay, this is where it should show up.
I got a P. All
right. All right.
Yeah, go P.
Screen size. I don't know, Keith. I have no idea.
Oh yeah! You got four of them. Damn.
Yeah, let's go.
That's supposed, right. Hell
supposed,
yeah.
Supposed to go. It's supposed
HDMI 2.0 inputs. You got four.
Yeah. Fuck yeah.
Attaboy.
See, I got the model before that.
How much does it say it is there?
$9.
Well, this is
65.
Oh, it's $1,000.
I got it $300 cheaper.
Nice.
Oh what?
Yeah. Amazon had it on. That wasn't even the one I wanted, but.
Which one did you want?
That's a steal because the most.
There was like a LG one. But it was like $1,200. I just couldn't stomach it. I couldn't do it. But it looked really nice.
Okay.
I like this one.
I'm happy for you, man. It looks cool. What are you gonna do with your old one?
Give it to my roommate.
Okay, cool.
Yeah.
That's a cool. What did you get, Drew?
I'm gonna show you right now.
I've seen people on that. Damn, you sit pretty high off the ground.
Isn't it crazy that we used to camp outside for TVs?
Yeah, I remember that back
in PlayStation.
The day.
It wasn't even that long ago. It was like 5 years ago. Yeah. People used to camp outside of a Best Buy, outside Walmart.
I used to do that. It was fun. It was like
look
a little kickback.
Look how that folds up.
Is that the actual?
It's fucking sexy. Mm.
How do you? Because you should watch a video on how it unfolds. I want to see that.
Is it the same? Video. Is it the same brand?
No, this is different.
No, it's a different brand. I drove to LA to test drive one.
Oh, what?
Because they had they don't sell them here.
Is it worth it?
They don't sell them in San Diego.
Wow,
it's fucking stupid.
Is it worth the?
Oh yeah,
it's cooler.
It's fucking light. It's sexy. A McLaren, a designer, started this company.
Oh, what?
He designed this.
Wow,
it's looking nice.
Damn, yeah, the folding up looks pretty compact.
It's compact as fuck.
How heavy is it?
Has the same,
lighter than the other one?
Has the same range as my current bike.
And like, how many times lighter?
Oh, I don't know. I don't fucking weigh it. I just know.
But
when
you picked it up, though.
I picked it up. Dick got up. So I was, was ready to roll.
Rock hard.
Yeah. Rock hard.
So you guys, while Jabril's in the bathroom,
he's on his way back.
We might as well bring it up right. Bring up now. Jason David Frank passed away.
Yeah,
He was the Red Ranger, the Green Ranger,
the White Ranger,
the White Ranger,
when the Black Ranger.
Yeah, see, that was way past my time.
Yeah,
yeah, he's the Black Ranger as well. Mm. When you think of him, though, which Ranger do you?
Green.
Yeah, Green.
He was the White Ranger too, right?
He was a White Ranger. If you say white or green, that's.
No, I don't respect if you say white.
What are you talking about?
He's a white boy. Get the fuck out of here.
White? Did he sell the flute?
No, he had a white dagger, and then the
dagger was fire.
His badge,
but that little dagger had a little lion, and then it would talk.
Oh, I do remember that. Yeah, I do remember.
I was like, dude, shut the fuck up.
Wasn't it a sword? It wasn't a dagger. Wasn't it a sword?
Like, well, it was a mini sword.
Yeah, it was like a mini sword.
Yeah, it was a mini sword. So I just called it a dagger.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, he'd be like, watch out, Tommy. I was like, dude, shut the fuck up. Shut the fuck up. It's like that. It's like that talking head that Kratos got. It's like, dude, stop talking.
Don't talk about him.
Yeah, he's
gonna respect me.
No,
Amir.
Fuck him. Fuck
don't
him.
Talk
yeah,
about
you're
Amir.
A hater.
No.
He went through some shit.
Was Power Rangers produced in the U.S.?
No. So what they would do with the Power Rangers is all the like action scenes were shot in Japan.
Yeah.
And then they would send the footage over to America, and then they would find kids to pretty much play the roles, and then they would. The action scenes were just clipped to Japan. And I never noticed it until my mom told me. She was like, dude, that's not them fighting. I was like, what are you talking about? Yeah. So look how the background changes. Yeah. Like, I never knew that until she told me.
What?
It's crazy.
Is the original IP Power Rangers, or is it the... There's like a Japanese version.
Saban Rangers?
I don't
remember what it is.
Yeah.
And so that's like syndication.
They'll just dub their voices. Yeah. It's time for Dragon Four Power now!
Yeah, so they would just dub over the action scenes from Japan, and then they would just shoot all the like regular high school scenes with the kids.
Like a syndication for the U.S., essentially.
Correct, yeah.
Interesting.
There's a whole documentary on Netflix. It was great. It's about like... It talks about the Power Rangers, the toys, and all that stuff. I love those fucking toys. I had all those fucking toys.
Did it also talk about
the video
how
games were fucking
Did it also talk about how shit they got paid?
Oh yeah. That's why, because I never understood it when I went to go watch the Power Rangers first movie. A great movie. I fucking love that movie so much.
Yeah.
It didn't have the Black Ranger. I was like, who's this fucking Asian guy? Who's this guy?
That guy's the voice of Vash the Stampede.
Of who?
Vash the Stampede from Trigun.
Yeah. Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah.
I didn't know that.
It's fucking wild.
Yeah. Yeah, I was when I went to the theater as a kid and that Asian dude was the Black Ranger, I was like pissed. I was like, you are not the Black Ranger.
Where's Zach? I always thought the Black Ranger was Wayne Brady.
That's fucking
I thought it was.
They look kind of similar.
Yeah.
I
was like, what are you doing?
Is he about to choke a bitch?
Yeah, I'm
about
you know what kid shows better than Power Rangers?
Arthur.
No.
S Club 7.
Oh my god.
Let's fucking go.
Yo, he used to watch this shit religiously, and I never understood it.
I wore the shirt here a couple of weeks.
Is that why he's cringing in the corner?
I don't know why Drew's doing that.
It's COVID.
I don't know why he's doing that. Yeah, Jabril, tell them about my obsession. I still love them to this day. You couldn't embarrass me.
What was the name
of
that terrible song?
Which one?
The 40s S Club 7.
The whole album?
I thought it was like a band when you guys sent it.
It's a fucking show too.
Yeah, it's a show.
Yeah, yeah. It's a band that got a show with like Disney or some shit.
Fox Family.
Whatever.
Fox Family. Oh, Fox Family.
This motherfucker was so obsessed, and I could never understand. The show was absolutely fucking terrible. It was the worst fucking shit on cable.
And I'd watch
cable.
It every day. I could never understand.
He had the posters. He had the albums. He had the fucking outfits and shit. Like
to this day, I still have a shirt that has all of them on it.
The concept of having multicultural, different gender band or a show turn into a band is pretty cool.
Yeah,
you never see anything like that. I never seen it.
They had a bunch of, so they had the escrow party.
How dare you do this 180 in like 30 seconds?
No, I'm getting it. It's props, but it still sounds like dick. take a look what I bought. That's it.
So I wanted to ask you.
Have it already?
It's on the way.
So when we so RIP to Jason David Frank. I want
that's fucking crazy. Is it true?
It said that he got into an argument with his soon to be ex wife.
Whoa.
Yeah, it said he got into an argument with his wife. It got so heated that he locked himself in the bathroom, and then he took his own life, unfortunately.
Jeez. Someone that's so positive.
Exactly.
Beyond but life.
You never know, man.
He's that guy that sends, like, you know, inspirational quotes, but he actually says it.
Yeah. You never know.
There's a pattern with, like, inspirational people. Like, Robin Williams is also a huge shock. Like, that motherfucker's positive as hell.
Well, he had, a brain... disorder, like where it was gonna kill, either it was gonna kill him or like it like tricked him into killing himself. He had like a really bad brain disorder. But yeah,
God damn it.
The guy from Linkin Park, they showed a picture where he was smiling the day before that he killed himself. He was like, cheek to cheek smiling. I just wanted to say RIP to him.
He's a big
inspiration.
You ever meet him? You ever see him in life?
Never seen him. Never met him. I've seen the Black Ranger.
Me all the time.
He was like charging like $30 for a picture. I'm like, get out of here, man. Yeah.
I mean, they didn't pay him well. I mean, I don't blame him.
It was at Comic Con, huh?
Yeah, but he was just being too thirsty about the third. About the,
I know.
No.
I was minding my own business, and then you hear it's morphin' time.
How old was he when he did that role? Do you know?
He's probably like 19, 20.
Yeah,
he's young. RIP is Tim. I wanted to ask you guys.
Yeah.
Where did that question go? Is nostalgia? Ooh. Is it a good feeling or is it a bad feeling that you get when you have nostalgia? Do you like feel good about it or do you start feeling bad about it because it was so long ago? You can never get it back. Like, what do you guys usually feel?
It's not there anymore. When I was younger, when I was a teenager, when I did that Drew's Days interview, I talked a lot about being nostalgic, going up university and skating Overload Skate Park. That was like my childhood skate park. I'm beyond that now, dude. I used to be really, really entrenched in nostalgia, like memories here.
Look at this guy.
Oh man, that's my Bernie Elementary. Oh my God. It's done. It's over.
You don't do that. You don't like watch like old cartoons and stuff and get nostalgic.
Get a load of this guy.
Oh yeah, I'll watch it. But I'm not gonna allow myself to be like, oh man, I remember these days.
That's crazy.
Not anymore.
Okay, that's crazy. I've never heard
not
that.
Not anymore.
That's your bro.
Happened to me when I was younger.
That shit fucks me up to this day. I've come to realize that for me, nostalgia is just like changes, periods of changes in my life. Because like I even feel nostalgic about the short period I live in L.A. Like I feel nostalgic about that.
Sure.
Yeah. It's crazy.
Sure.
Yeah.
And yeah, that shit fucks me up.
Yeah, I started getting nostalgic about stuff like in 2013. I'm like that. I mean, it was a while ago, but it's like. But then you think it's like yeah, it was like 10 years ago.
10 years ago.
Yeah. But it doesn't feel like that long ago. But I start getting nostalgic about like, damn, I was just like so much more free. I could do whatever the fuck I want. I was like I don't know. What about you, Beto?
I mean, it doesn't get me feel like that. Like, you know, I'm like grateful for the good moments that I had.
So you feel
like,
more good about
it. Yeah, I was like, oh, that was cool. I'm glad I did that. I'm glad I experienced that. I've never felt like, oh fuck, you know, I wish I could go back.
Just to clarify, I acknowledge it.
Yeah,
I'm grateful.
So you feel
similar.
More good. You feel similar, more good
but
about
I,
it.
But I'm not digging deep in it anymore.
Yeah.
I'm not gonna live in like, oh man, this is the tree. Well, I asked Rosa to be my girlfriend. I sit down for a little bit. Fuck that.
I agree. For me, I agree with you. But for me, I think like what hits me the most is that like it really gives me understanding that time is linear. And there is no backwards. Like what you experienced is what you experience, and that's the end of it.
Yep.
Like,
you know, it's done.
Never experience it ever again.
No. But that that's what makes it so important and unique. You know? That's what and then also it reminds me when I acknowledge a memory like that, I'm like, now buddy, we're living now.
Yeah.
So let's make that memory, let's add more of those.
You don't relish in it at all.
I used to, not anymore.
Yes.
Because I found myself in an infinity circle of like, dude, you're getting bummed over nothing. You get bummed over something that's just be grateful for what you had, like what Betho said.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so see, my brain
I echo a lot with what you said.
My brain goes like this with nostalgia. It'll be like, it'll be like, damn man, I miss the times me and Jabril playing the PS2 all fucking day.
Sure,
I wish I can go back.
Gauntlet, like, Dark Legacy, but then NFL Street.
You know what I'm saying, playing the bouncer all day, playing Grand Theft Auto 3, and just driving around the city.
Right.
I love that. But then I'm like,
I'm not going back to that. It's fucking Grand Theft Auto 3. I'm on. We're about to get six. Yeah. I'm not. Yeah, sure. I'm not playing that. Same with 2013. It's like, man, I was going out drinking all the time. I was hanging out with my friends. Darrell was in town. I love that. I'm here. I'm like, yeah, but I dressed like trash back then. I'm not going back there. I fucking dress like trash. So I go up and down. It's like up and down. It's like good parts about it, bad parts about it. But yeah, you can never get that shit back. And the memories you're making now, you need to really just take it in.
Yes.
Because you ain't getting that shit back.
I think that's the best place to be.
I focus on now.
Is if it's neither good or bad. You can just like, it's just, it is what it is.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. And that's why I like doing this podcast, especially with folks that I really like you.
Give me some of that
so
shit.
So we love you. It's documented. Though. Shut up. You like it too.
Okay, fuck you. Then.
Yeah. No. I'm telling him to shut up. Oh. Yeah, fuck you, bitch. All right, that's enough. I want some smoke. Let's talk about
Wait
Wakanda.
A second. How come y'all don't stream this?
Like, we told no, last time we got streaming. Bad. Streaming is a terrible way
we
of
try
going
to live,
about it.
We try to do live.
I could probably get y'all like a few hundred concurrents, like with a couple of posts. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. A good time.
You could do that on Instagram. Thank you.
Yeah, it's different.
Or shout out on YouTube. You know, that'd be great. Thanks.
Hey, you got like almost 500,000 subs, you bitch.
Yeah. Oh, wow. That many? Well, oh, congrats.
Fair enough. However, yeah. My last post was 7 months ago.
On YouTube? Yeah. On YouTube? Oh, wow.
Was that the one where you did the bet against what's his name?
That was like 8 months ago. Jesus. 9 months ago.
What's the okay. Let's get to it. Yeah. All right. I'm going to set the story. Don't say a fucking word until I'm done.
Jesus Christ.
It's Thanksgiving. It's the family time.
He's about to destroy my character. I'm ready.
It's family time. We just ate dinner. We had a lovely dinner that his mother cooked. It was fucking amazing.
It's called Thanksgiving, but go ahead.
Shut the fuck up. And you know, we start talking about Wakanda Forever. Okay. I'm like I really enjoyed the movie, and he rebuttals and goes, I didn't like the movie, which is totally fine. There's nothing wrong with not liking the movie, okay? Right. Yeah. I had no issues with this. I want to preface that right now. There's nothing wrong with not liking it. Drew didn't like Doctor Strange. He hates that movie. He just didn't like it. Yeah. I didn't like Thor, Love, and Thunder. That's fine.
Wait, have we all seen Wakanda Forever?
Yeah.
Yes.
Oh, okay. Full spoilers for Wakanda Forever coming ahead.
You know, my favorite was at the end when Aunt was like, just by the record, I haven't even seen the movie yet.
Oh, yeah. We were yelling and screaming and spoiled the whole movie for her. See, I don't even got to see the movie now. Thanks. So I was just curious, though, because I actually really liked Wakanda Forever. Yeah, really so I was curious to know why Jabril didn't like it.
Sure.
He's going to try to lie. This is what he says. They focused on T'Challa too much. And I was like dumbfounded by this. I was like,
sure.
You mean the main character of the movie that died? Yeah, they talked about him just way too much. He died. That's the new main character's brother. And the second lead, the mother, that's her son.
Sister.
No, the mom.
No, you said brother, though.
Yeah, the new main character, that's her brother.
Oh, right. Okay,
and the second lead, which is the mother, that's her son. He died.
Yep.
What do you mean? That, I don't think they talked about him enough. That was one of his reasonings.
Okay.
Then he said,
Okay, got it.
Then he fucking says,
yeah.
Shuri wasn't a believable Black Panther. I said, I was like, oh, I could kind of see why you say that, but why? He's like, well, I just don't see her being I don't see how she could fight the main guy. I was like, well, she drank the juice. She's the Black Panther. Yeah. That's how she can fight him. T'Challa, if he didn't drink the juice, he got rid of the juice and fought Killmonger, and Killmonger beat the brakes off of him and threw that nigga into the waterfall.
Yeah.
And then it's just pandemonium after that.
Yeah.
We were just yelling and screaming because he makes no fucking sense. Now, do y'all agree that? Did y'all think that they talked about T'Challa too much in the movie?
No, it's his movie.
It's his movie.
And
is a hit piece.
It's not a hit piece. It's not a hit piece.
He brought me on here.
And then he was saying,
my name. I don't even get a chance to reply, Your Honor.
You're gonna get a chance. I just want to get it all out because I'm gonna let you talk.
Yeah.
Then he kept saying, "You only feel that way about them talking about T'Challa because that's how they wrote it."
True.
I was like, "What? That what? I said, you know what, Jabril? Give me a better story for Wakanda Forever. Give me a better take. He says they should have had well, you know, when Killmonger said, bury me in the ocean with my brothers and blah, blah, blah. So when they buried him in the ocean, Namor should have went into the ocean, found Killmonger, and revived him, and he's the new Black Panther. And so,
True. So
I'm gripping the table at this point because I'm infuriated.
I can see him do some shit.
And
like
I go, okay, he's the Black Panther. He's just going to do what he did in the first one and try to take over the world.
Exactly.
He was like, yeah, well.
Yeah, you think he's going to come back? You think he's going to come back and be like, you know what?
Yeah, you know what? I'm going to chill out. I'm going to chill out now.
Wakanda Forever.
Yeah, Wakanda. I'm going to chill out.
We're going to chill out.
No.
I learned my lesson.
Yeah, no. He's gonna fuck that nigga Namor up, and he's going to blow everything else up, and it's just Wakanda left.
This is my shit now.
So, yeah. And then we were just screaming and yelling. And then he started saying, like, what do you mean they talk about the child too much? He was like, if that's the point that you got from this movie, then you missed the whole point. That's what you said. So now, Jabril, it's your time to rebuttal. Go ahead.
All right.
Go ahead.
I'm looking forward to it. I'm looking forward to it.
Let it rip.
Yeah. Is any of that false?
Yeah.
Look.
I want you to stand up for yourself.
Look. All right. Okay. First of all, I know where to start.
Okay.
To begin with.
I'll give you a moment.
First of all, I did not say that was a bad movie to start with. Okay.
Stop embarrassing yourself.
You see, Your Honor, they have like the goddamn clips and shit. I'm handicapped right now. Okay.
He's jealous.
Look. I did not say that was a bad movie. Okay. That is not my position. I don't think it's a bad movie.
Okay.
I just think it's not a good movie. There's a difference there.
Okay. So it's okay movie?
It's an okay movie. Okay. Like, there are bad movies that come out that are like dog shit. It's not a dog shit film.
Okay.
It's just not a good movie. Okay. Especially as a sequel, a follow-up to Black Panther.
Sure.
This is my main argument.
I mean, no matter what they did, they were dead to rights anyway.
To be fair, I give Krugler his flowers because he was handed a fucking mess, a dog shit pile that he had to deal with and figure out how to make art out of it. Yeah. I give him flowers for that. He did a pretty good job. Mm. Yeah. But all in all, what I'm saying is the movie was pretty fucking boring. That's all I'm saying.
Okay. Mm. Now do you think that Suri?
Something.
Suri.
You don't think she was a good Black Panther?
No.
Okay.
No. Okay. I do not.
Mm. Why?
Where do we begin?
Also, what was boring about it? That's what I want to know.
That's why,
What made it boring?
First of all, the film was 3 hours.
Oh, yeah. That shit I thought.
Why is the film 3 hours to begin with? Second of all, the whole thing with, like, the agent and his wife and the embassy, like, that shit went to nothing.
Mm. I did agree. I agree with you. They could have cut that out.
And that was, like, the whole, like, first hour of the film.
Oh, my God. No, it's not.
Yeah. Bruh, are you kidding me?
It's maybe, like, 30
Are you kidding
minutes.
Me?
It's
the like fucking 30... ship scene, the fucking...
Help me. Okay. Please help me.
Okay.
The whole first hour is them building up between, like, Namor and then the U.S. and then fucking Wakanda and the U.S. And then it just drops and then it just becomes... the fucking Atlantis, whatever, and then Wakanda. It just drops that entire... And at the end of the movie, they say, oh, look, it's the slave master in chains. Pay off. Like, that's why you include him in the fucking
so
film.
He's so hyper-focused on this white man that's barely in the movie, right? Okay? This white man's barely in the movie, all right?
What do you mean?
This white man's barely in the movie. Listen. And then he tries to say that the movie is boring. And he said another point, and I don't remember how he got there, but at some point, because he thinks the first Black Panther is better than this one.
Absolutely.
I disagree.
Hold up. Can we take a poll real quick? Do you guys agree that Black Panther Wakanda Forever is better than Black Panther 1?
Yeah.
No, I'm with you. I'm with you on the first one's better.
True,
but the
motherfucker,
but fight scene wise, that shit was terrible.
Thank you. I'm so glad you brought that up.
Wait, fight scene for number one?
Yeah, the
like
fucking
all of
CGI
them.
Of them falling,
the ending. Okay,
not just that.
Yeah,
not just that. Because I was saying the action scenes in Wakanda Forever,
yeah,
way better than Black Panther. Yeah, right. He was like, no, they're not. I said, name a better scene.
Yeah.
In the first one, you know what he fucking said?
No.
When they go to the nightclub in the beginning, and T'Challa is on the roof going like this.
Almost.
almost fell.
Yeah.
And he said,
that's karma, bitch, because you lying.
I'm not, that's you what you're saying.
No, that is not how the conversation went. The conversation,
this is how I start yelling because he starts lying.
This is how the conversation went verbatim. Verbatim. He was talking about how the action scenes in Wakanda Forever is better than number one.
They are.
And I was like, sure, maybe not. I don't fully agree with that. And he said, okay, name, this is what he said verbatim. Name me one good scene, one good action scene in Black Panther 1.
Yeah.
And I told him the club scene that leads to the car scene. That's what I told him. That is a good action film, action scene.
The scene is T'Challa on the roof hanging on while the guy swerves. Yeah. That is horrible.
And then the fucking Okoye with the spear, she like throws that shit in the car, the fucking ground, the car flips. Like, that shit's sick as fuck.
No, it's not. It's not.
That's a chase scene, not a fight.
It's cool.
Scene.
It was a cool scene, but
now if you would have said
it's a cool scene,
it's a cool scene.
This is my argument. It's a cool scene.
It's a cool
you
scene.
You asked me for a cool scene in Black and White. You said there was no because you said that the ending CGI was shit. And I was like,
horrible.
Yeah,
it is.
True.
It's horrible.
I said,
agree.
True. Yeah, and you said, okay, there are no good scenes. And I said, oh, there's one good action scene. It's the club scene leading to the car chase.
No,
that is. You need to rewatch it. It is a cool scene.
I've seen
it. It may be Hollywood standard as fuck, but it's a cool scene for the film.
If you would have said the scene where T'Challa gets his ass beat, that's a great scene.
I think that seems boring. I think that seems boring.
I don't think
so. It's like
you thought it was too easy?
Look, Hollywood action scenes are just cuts. It just cuts because they're trying to hide the action.
Yeah.
I think that shit's boring to me. That's my personal
opinion. Why Shang-Chi was amazing, because they don't do a lot of cuts.
Yeah, that's true. I'm glad that you brought that up.
Shang-Chi's fucking... People don't respect that movie enough for what they did. I was talking to him about the bus scene. He was like, eh.
What?
He literally went, eh. And I was like,
dude, that bus scene is hard.
That was it? That was it, but with T'Challa like this? That's cool?
You keep mischaracterizing this.
I'm not mischaracterizing. That's what you fucking said.
Listen, you did ask me name a historic scene that Black Panther did. I did. That's not what you asked.
No, I said name something that's cool. That nigga hanging on the top of the roof is not a cool scene.
It is a cool scene. With all things considered, that is a cool action scene.
Fucking God.
And let's go back to we were talking about what was the original thing you said?
I don't remember how we got there, but I also said that if you take Killmonger out of Black Panther, it's a bad movie.
Sure, I agree with that.
Yeah,
I absolutely agree. Black, in fact, Killmonger is the best part of Wakanda Forever. The 5 minutes.
Dick riding.
What are you talking about?
Wow. Are you guys serious?
Killmonger is in a dream scene at the end.
Yes, but the importance of his scene is like the only thing that drives the entire story of that entire film. Do we even know his purpose for being?
Yeah, his purpose is just to make her pissed off.
No, that is not her.
What's her purpose?
Okay.
Oh, yeah. Go ahead, enlighten me.
I'm going to break this down. Okay.
Break it down.
If you pay attention to the scene.
Someone watches a lot of Creed.
If you pay attention to the scene that Killmonger is in, okay? Shuri is trying to get the Black Panther powers. Okay.
Yeah,
she's part of the ancestry. She does the ancestral whatever the fuck. She goes in expecting to see her mother or her dad or her brother. And she sees Killmonger.
Right.
And she's like, what in the fuck are you doing here? You don't belong in that stress, whatever, right? And he tells her, what are you talking about? I'm the real truth. Your family, the old kings are fucking cowards. Your father was a fucking hypocrite.
Yeah, he killed
your
brother.
Your father, if he was still king, he would have killed that engineer girl. He would have gave her to Numar. Okay? Now look at y'all. Now you guys are willing to save her, this American black girl. Your mom sacrificed her life for her.
Yeah.
I'm the reason for that. It's me. That's the reason why y'all made this change. His scene is like the only true like fucking good storytelling in the entire fucking film.
Oh, stop, man.
I'm being truthful. Look.
Oh my
God. I can see how deep that scene is. I can see that, but it's not that. It's not the most important
scene in the movie.
Okay. Look.
Like, I can see how deep that scene is, but it's not the most important.
This is my biggest gripe with Wakanda Forever. Okay. And in fact, this is a technique that Matt Stone and Trey Parker talked about many years ago when they talked about making an episode for South Park. They say the biggest problem with storytelling is that oftentimes writers will write the scripts and they'll say, this happens, and then this happens, and then this happens, and then this happens, and then the end.
You have your major beats in the movie, yeah.
No, but that's wrong. That's not how you're supposed to write a script. You're supposed to say, this happens, and because this happens, now this happens. And therefore, because that happens, this happens. And the scene with Killmonger is the only scene where, because that happened, the events moving forward change the trajectory of the movie. Everything else was like, okay, they attack the ship. Okay, and then now they're in the embassy. Okay, and then they have a meeting on the beach. And then now she's underwater. And then fucking the chick from Haiti saves her. And then now they're in war. It's just like,
okay, when you guys were watching Wakanda Forever, did you feel like when you're watching, like, man, all this stuff feels a little pointless? Can you get to the point? I never felt like that. Yeah. Did you feel that way?
I didn't feel just that way. Other than what he brought up with the white dude and the wife.
Only time it felt pointless when I started feeling like, damn, can we get to it, was when she was underwater. And I told you this. When they're underwater and he was kind of just regurgitating what he already said, I was like, all right, we can kind of move this along now. Yeah. That's the only time.
When they're sitting in that, just him and her.
Everything else felt like there was a cause and effect for it. Everything felt like they're doing it for a reason. I never felt like, man, they're wasting a lot of time on this. Why are we wasting time on this? I only felt like that one time. So I don't know what movie you were watching. I don't know what fucking thing you were coding while you're watching. But I think you need to rewatch the movie because you saw a different movie.
You can tell me the events if you want to. Like, if you think about the intentions of everyone, Namor's original intention was to kill the black girl scientist because she figured out vibranium somehow in the fucking bedroom
underwater.
Right.
Yeah.
So he wanted to get rid of that so they don't figure out his secrets. Okay.
Right.
So then he fucking tries to convince fucking Shuri to hand her over so that they can fucking get rid of them. She tries to convince him that it's bad for both their societies. She says, no, I can't do that. Fucking, what is the name?
The fish dude?
No, the wife of T'Challa. What's her name?
Sexy bitch.
Thick thighs.
She comes in and kills one of the people, and all of a sudden they're at war. Okay. Yeah, they go to war because a person died, not necessarily because anything to do with the engineer. The engineer all of a sudden just fucking forgot about. The movie ends. Now they don't give a fuck at the fact that the engineer.
Well, they killed the person and he wants the engineer. He wanted both. It's both.
If that's the case, why wouldn't he just like focus on killing the fucking engineer?
I don't think he knew where she was. I don't know.
She was in the end fight with them.
She
was not a focus whatsoever.
Yeah, she was there when the mom died.
Yeah, she was.
He tried to kill her. She was drowning with the mom.
Yeah, she was drowning, but then the mom got her up.
Maybe you should rewatch the movie.
Okay, fair enough. But I don't think that she was the major focus. Because when he pulled up, he was talking about killing the mom, as he promised on the beach.
And maybe he wasn't the major focus because Shuri was there with the Black Panther, and he was like, well, I'm the strongest nigga here. I got to take out Shuri. I trust y'all to go take out this laboratory chick, just like I trusted y'all on the bridge when you got her the first time. That's probably why he didn't focus.
Sure. Explain me this. The movie ends with hoorah. We all have problems, and it's just all forgotten. Just like, who cares about the fact this engineer is going to go back to her fucking place in New York City or the fuck? Like,
oh shit.
Shuri showed that nigga mercy. She said, "Lick my boot heel, nigga. Like now you serve me." Okay. You're doing it my way.
And so, because she showed him mercy, you don't care if his whole entire situation.
He's gonna have to put trust in him, saving his life, that he won't attack her. So he's gonna put his trust in her, that they're not gonna let that vibranium shit get out to the public.
Fair. And that's my exact argument. That's a weak script.
You know, also
how is that a weak script?
Listen, how is that a weak script? I'm just telling you. And when I watch this movie, I just see beat point and then beat point and then beat point.
That's
and
fucking
then beat
movies.
Point, and then forget about this and then beat point and then beat point and then beat point. Oh. And this is my biggest gripe. My biggest gripe is Black Panther 1 is a phenomenal fucking Black Panther 1 is a phenomenal film. Maybe not for the action scenes, okay? Maybe not for the fucking side characters, whatever. But the story that they're telling, which is the reason why we watch movies, is a fantastic fucking film.
I think they're about the same.
I just can't fuck with you when you say that. I don't agree.
Let's ask the people. When you say this, think about the story of Black Panther 1, really think about it. Really dig deep.
I'm trying. It's been a while.
Yeah.
It's
just think about the beat points that you remember. Yeah. And then think about the beat points in Wakanda Forever.
You just watched it.
Wakanda Forever is so fresh for me, so I can name a lot of points for that.
I'll tell you this, though, is I do like, I agree with, like, I like, and this is not a good point, but this is how I feel. Two things. I do like Killmonger is a villain better than
he's
a,
he's amazing.
He's amazing.
He,
he's
he can't good. Touch him.
Yeah,
can't touch him.
Which is a big part, you know, hero versus villain.
Right.
So in that scheme, you know, if you're going to go T'Challa versus Killmonger versus some fish dude and
the fish dude was cool as fuck, yeah, though. I really like him.
He was a good villain.
I'm saying comparison.
Yeah, no, he doesn't compare. He doesn't compare.
No, he's fine.
Killmonger is way better.
This is the other
thing I didn't really like is that I didn't really care for the engineer.
Yeah,
I didn't really care for her character.
I didn't really care for her either.
Yeah,
I mean, That's what made the movie good.
I don't know.
You think so?
Yeah.
Well, you saw a little bit of you in her. Huh?
That's what made it better than Black Panther 1.
What the fuck are you talking about? He's trolling.
Oh, you're fucking trolling.
No,
I ain't got time.
I thought she was. I didn't think she was like. I don't think she was a bad character. I don't think she was like a super good character. But she wasn't on the screen. I wasn't groaning when she was on the screen. Like, oh my god.
Wait, can I just say real quick?
Can you get her on the screen?
Technical thing. There's this one scene where she's like fighting on the bridge, and she's like, "Once I adjust my Euro angles, you're done." It's like the most fucking like
cringy scene,
blah blah math shit ever. I was dying, yo. But look, here's my point. Yeah. I'm going to wrap it up with this.
Sure.
Wrap it up, nigga.
I think the issue that I have is that when we have this debate about Black Panther 1 versus Black Panther 2, the talking points are like, oh, the action scene. Oh, the villain. Oh, the this scene. We watch movies for the stories. We watch movies for the narratives.
Yeah.
Tell me, what is the narrative of Black Panther 1? What is the narrative of Black Panther 2? This is the conversation. This is the debate I'm trying to have. Because I'll tell you, the narrative of Black Panther 1, I think that, like, I may relate to it especially because I'm a black man or whatever the case is. But it's a story about how you have, like, different classes of black people. You have, like, the bougie black people, which I'm sure you've interfaced with. And then you have, like, the ghetto black people, which is the story of, like, Wakanda versus Killmonger. He comes from, like, the ghetto fucking Bronx and shit, and he's a little upset the fact that there's a society that, like, doesn't give a fuck about him. So he goes to Wakanda and shows him, like, fuck y'all. Like, I'm going to show y'all that this is, like, y'all leaving us out of the equation, and he makes that change. And that's why I say in Black Panther 2, you can see the effects of what Killmonger did, because they're going to Harvard, where the fuck he did, to help out a black engineer from America.
I like...
Hold on, let me just finish this. His father was still in place. He probably like, yeah, Namar, you want her? I don't give a fuck. Yeah, here you go. She's yours. Keep the vibranium a secret. We don't want no one having this shit.
Yeah.
That's the point I'm trying to make. And the theme of number two, from what I've gathered, it's that there are two oppressed groups of people, the blacks and the Mexicans, that go to war because they don't want to be oppressed or something like this from the Americans or something. And then in the end, they figure out they're both oppressed and they should work together, which is like cool, but like, I don't know. I don't know.
Yeah, but to say it's a weak script and a bad script, I have to wholeheartedly disagree. I just think that's a bad take from you. You can say you don't like the movie, but your reasonings for not liking it are bad.
And that's where
the arguments come from. And as for Black Panther 1, when I walked out of it, I said I really liked that movie. I liked Black Panther. It was a good movie. When I walked out of Wakanda, before I went into Wakanda Forever, I told you I was like, I don't think I'm going to like this movie very much. I was just very concerned with where they were going to go with the story. Sure. That they literally had to rewrite the entire script after Chadwick Boseman unfortunately passed away. So I was like, there's so much shit he has to cram in here and get. He has to get so many things right that I just don't think he's going to be able to do it. And when I walked out of that movie, I was like, you know what? I don't agree with all the decisions that they made, but that story and everything that I watched was good. I had nothing major to criticize about the movie. The movie wasn't perfect by any means.
I think your main thing was pacing, right?
Pacing is the main issue of the movie.
That's one more points.
Yeah, the story was good. The characters were good. Everybody, all their motivations made sense to me. Maybe they didn't make sense to you. Nothing people did, I was like, why did they do that? Everything made sense. Even when the mom was yelling at the bald chick for losing her daughter, I was like, this is kind of fucked up, but it made sense. Yeah. She just lost her son. And now you lost her daughter? Get the fuck out of here. You're done.
Yeah.
I thought the movie was very good. I thought most things in that movie, I'd say about 85 to 90% of that movie was very well done.
So to say it has a weak script, I just gotta disagree with you there. I just don't see how you can watch that movie and say that. I just don't see how you can say it. Don't see how you can say that.
Again, I give Kukler his flowers. He made a fucking good deal out of that mess, but I'm just gonna stick to my guns. I think it made it a little stronger. Just a little bit.
Speaking of Disney, you saw that the CEO came back?
Yeah.
Bob Iger?
Yeah.
What the fuck?
Yeah, I saw that.
Jesus Christ.
I saw that.
What the actual fuck? I've been following him lately. He has a masterclass too, one of the best masterclasses on the internet. And he was on that D conference. Oh no, they don't call it All Things D anymore.
D23.
It used to be called that. No. All Things D is a digital conference, not the Disney one.
Yeah.
All Things D, baby. I think that's why they stopped calling it that. I think they call it Code now or Red Code or something like that.
Mm.
He was saying how happy he is being retired.
I wonder why he
was
came
content.
Back.
He said, "No, I don't want to work like that no more." He said he found himself being like, yeah, I started interrupting people and like, yeah. And now he's back. That tells me that last guy was fucking up terribly.
And they hand you that $250 million bonus check. You know,
dude, that is wild. That, talk about a turn of events. Fucking cry. Maybe it was all the fucking Star Wars fail that they've been giving out lately. He said,
fucking,
you know what?
Terrible.
Dude.
Isn't it like all of Marvel and Star Wars?
It's kind of. Is there anything good about She-Hulk? Is She-Hulk still a thing?
I watched fucking four trash. Episodes and stopped. I stopped four episodes in. It's bad.
What about that Mexican girl that was in a.
Trash.
What is that?
Which one?
Doctor Strange girl.
She doesn't have a show.
Oh, she didn't even come out with a show?
No, you're thinking of Miss Marvel.
Yeah, that she
three episodes, stopped watching it. So.
Oh, so she did have a show?
She did. Miss Marvel did, not the American chick. Oh. Thank you, sir.
Well, yeah, they got to do something.
Yeah.
They're hurting bad. Hopefully Bob Iger. They're like, you know what? Get that dude that got us Star Wars and acquired all these nice IPs. Please, help fix this mess.
Did you see that 90s show?
Fucking
garbage.
I was very disappointed when I watched that.
Just let these things die.
Yeah.
Listen,
let them die. Yeah, they had a good run. Just let it die.
That 70s show is one of my favorite comedies ever. It's so funny.
Yep.
The characters are so genuine in that show. And when I watched that trailer, it just felt like they took everything that you love and took a shit on it. Even the way Kid and Red were acting, it was just like, this just feels so forced and lame. It's very disappointing. Yeah. Yeah, definitely look like a check.
Yep.
Yeah. Yeah. Like Netflix just wiped their ass with the whole series, and I'm very disappointed. Very disappointed.
God damn. They fucking need people like you, man, bad. They need content creators bad.
Yeah. Is this on black?
Oh, dude, because they're coming up with a fucking 90s show. Fucking trash ass 90s show. Have you seen the trailer?
It's I was excited to see because they were like, oh, a lot of the old cast is going to return for it. So I was like, oh, maybe it's going to be a good take. And then I saw like these kids and like they're doing that, this thing I hate where you take like if the main character was a dude and then let's swap it out and now it's a girl.
I hate
when they do that. Like it. And listen, it's not a hate on women.
It's not a sexist thing.
I just hate when you take a
it's like Girl Meets World.
Girl Meets World.
Why?
Or Oceans. What was that Oceans movie where they switched all the dudes for women? It's like,
is that a real thing? Really?
Yeah.
They switched Oceans.
Rihanna was in
all
it.
All the Oceans movies had George Clooney, Matt Damon, all these established male actors. Then they swapped the whole cast for women.
I don't understand. Like, that's like a male audience movie. Like,
and they're like, well, we can get the women audience now. Same with the Ghostbusters. Ghostbusters is typically all men. I'm not saying you can't throw some women in the Ghostbusters.
Throw some women in there.
But
you
take the whole cast and make it all women? I watched that movie. I was like, this movie is fucking horrible.
Listen,
And when you comment, I think you sound like
you can tell she's trying to be a female Eric, and I don't like it.
It's bad.
Yeah. I think it's just a disrespect to art. Like, the reason why the artist made this fucking piece, like, isn't...
It feels lazy, and it actually it feels like a slap in the face to women. It's like, y'all couldn't come up with your own ideas for these women?
Yeah.
It just...
Remember the 80s show? Remember the 80s show?
I remember.
If you're going to make a show, just get a whole new cast.
Yeah.
I have no objections to making a 90s show.
Yeah,
but don't bring Red and Kitty back.
Yeah.
You know, I have the same issue with what they're doing with like comics for like black heroes. How they're like skinning Thor to be Black Thor and like he's like, "What's up, dogs? I'm Thor." Like, come on.
Now listen, if you I so
Black like, Superman's coming. Black well, Superman is coming.
Michael B. Jordan, mm-hmm. come on.
Well, listen, DC don't make enough money to making mistakes like that.
He's gonna, you know, gotta,
listen, if you're picking the actor because you felt like they're the best actor for the role, I'm okay with that. But if you're choosing the a black person or a girl just to include them for it was inclusivity or whatever the fuck it is, that's bad. It never works out. you change Michael B. Jordan to the Human Torch, black guy to or white guy to a black guy. I was like, who cares? Okay, saw the movie. It's horrible. Why did y'all even do it? Why did you do it?
I think it's deeper than that, though. I think you just got to find like talented people that have the right perspectives to do that.
So you can have a white Black Panther. Is that coming?
You can't do that.
Yeah, I got a funny ass meme of Ryan Gosling in the Black Panther.
You can't do it.
I think if you did a black Superman, it's like a new. It has to be like a new take on Superman, and it's like yeah, like there's some similarities, but you can't just like say nah, Superman's black. He's black now. You'd be like, no, he's not. That nigga's not black. Give us our own superhero.
Yeah, Repairman, man.
Hey, chill, yo, chill.
Yeah, in the show. All
right. Well, this is a fun one, guys. Sorry for the long absences. A lot going on in life. Holidays are here, but we are back.
Marquise returned and took an L on the Black Panther.
I really did.
Nice.
So we'll catch you guys.
Some good points, though. You had some good points.
Yeah,
I'll take it. I appreciate it.
We'll catch you guys next week. Enjoy us because that might be our last episode of the year. Yeah. If we add it right. We'll see.
Anyway. It's over.